In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I share a few words for our mutual encouragement and understanding.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我跟大家分享一些圣经的章节，互相勉励。
I want you to imagine with me that the world has come to an end.
我们一起来想象这世界的末日已到。
Now I don't know what Judgment Day will look like.
我不晓得最后审判日会是什么样的景象。
But pretend that we are standing in a long line and we are each waiting to be judged.
可是我们假装我们想象说我们在一条被审判的队伍上面，等待着听到我们的最后的审判。
And we are hearing the Lord announce each judgment.
我们听到神对于每一个人的判决。
To some he says, "Depart, worker of iniquity."
对某些来说，对于某些人来说，神会说，离我而去吧，你这恶者。
To others he says, "Enter the rest of your of the Lord, you good and faithful servant."
对另外一些来说，神会说，又忠心又良善的仆人，你可以进到主怀安息。
And the line moves slowly, giving us plenty of time to think about our lives.
这条队伍进展得很缓慢，使得我们有很多的时间来思考我们的生命。
What do you think will be most important about your life at that moment?
在那时刻，你觉得你生命中最重要的是什么？
If we remember the story about the rich man and Lazarus,
如果我们记得财主和拉撒路的故事，
only one thing is important.
只有一件事是重要的，
knowing Jesus Christ.
认识耶稣。
We will not care about our GPA.
我们再也不在乎我们的成绩。
We will not care about our standing in the class.
我们再也不在乎我们的名次。
We won't care about how much money we made.
我们不在乎我们赚多少钱。
We won't care what kind of house we lived in or what kind of car we drove.
或者是什么样的房子我们住过，什么样的车子我们开过。
The style of clothing we wore or the jewelry we possessed.
穿过什么样的衣服，拥有过什么样的珠宝。
We won't care what company we worked for.
我们更不在乎什么样的公司我们替他做过事。
We won't even care about the deals that we made on the stock market.
或者是股票市场上的交易。
At that moment, we will only care whether we knew, loved, and obeyed Jesus Christ.
在那时候，我们在乎的是我们是不是认识耶稣、爱耶稣、也遵守耶稣的道理。
And as we are thinking about our lives while we're standing in line,
我们站在这审判的队伍上面思考着我们的生命的时候，
we look up ahead in the line.
我们往前看，
and we see someone familiar.
我们看到一些熟悉的面孔。
And that person is about to receive judgment.
那些人正要接受着他们的判决。
But before they do, they turn and they look back at us.
在那之前，他们回头向我们张望了一下。
And we see a familiar face.
我们看到一个很熟悉的面孔。
It is one of our children.
他是我们的孩子之一。
What question will be in our minds then?
在那时候，我们脑海里想的是什么呢？
Did I introduce my child to Jesus and help them know him?
我有没有把耶稣介绍给我的孩子，而且帮助我的孩子认识耶稣？
Knowing the Lord Jesus is not only the one thing necessary for us, but it is the most important thing for our child.
认识耶稣不仅仅是对我们来讲最重要的，也是对我们的孩子来讲最重要的。
So what does that mean for us as parents?
所以这对我们父母来说是什么意义呢？
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
请看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
We read from verses 7 through 11.
我们要读第七到十一节。
Philippians 3, verse 7.
腓立比书第三章第七节。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Verse 8.
第八节。
Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Verse 9.
第九节。
And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Verse 10.
第十节。
That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Verse 11.
第十一节。
If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. According to this passage, The one necessary thing for us is knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
从这几节中，我们知道唯一重要的事情就是认识耶稣。
And 2 Peter chapter 1 explains why.
在彼得后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
让我们翻到彼得后书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
Verses 3 and 4.
第三和第四节。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Verse 3.
Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
彼得后书第一章第三和第四节。
As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4.
第四节。
By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises.That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. See, all things pertaining to life and godliness are granted to us through knowing Jesus Christ.
一切关乎生命与金钱的事，神都因为我们认识耶稣而赐给我们。
Furthermore, we are granted great and precious promises, and we become partakers of his divine nature.
神将宝贵极大的应许给我们，使我们与神的性情有份。
Escaping the corruption of the world.
使得我们能够脱离世上的败坏。
Don't we want this for our children?
这不就是我们要我们的孩子拥有的吗？
So if we go back to our imagined scenario.
所以我们再回到想象的这审判队伍上。
As we wait in the judgment line.
我们在队伍上面等着。
Knowing that we are about to hear our son or daughter's eternal judgment.
我们知道我们即将会听到我们儿女们最终的结果。
What will we be thinking?
我们想什么事呢？
So, oh, my son was the star pitcher on the Little League team, the baseball team.
或者我们在想说，我儿子是这个少棒赛的那个明星投手。
He won the Little League World Series.
他赢得世界少棒赛冠军。
I know we had to miss a lot of Sabbaths.
我知道我们必须要我们必须要没办法参加很多的安息日聚会。
But surely the Lord Jesus understands how important our commitment to the team was.
可是耶稣一定会了解到这个团队精神的重要。
Or my daughter was training to become a classical pianist.
或者我们在想说，我的女儿就是在接受训练去演奏古典音乐。
She became very well known among the musical crowd.
他在音乐界里面还小有名气。
I know I would let her skip RE classes and spiritual convocations.
有时候我不让她参加宗教教育啊，或者是灵恩布道会。
Even Sabbath services, so she could rehearse and she could perform her recitals.
所以这样子她才能够继续的演练预演。
Surely the Lord Jesus understands how important our dreams are.
耶稣一定会明白我们的梦想是多么的重要的。
Or maybe you're thinking.My son had a 4.0 GPA all the way through school and had perfect attendance.
或者我们在想说，我儿子从小到大成绩都是 A 的，然后有全勤奖。
He was valedictorian in his high school and in college.
他在高中和大学都是毕业生的代表。
I know we rarely had time to study the Bible.
我知道我们很少时间读圣经的。
Or to pray with him, or even do his RE lessons.
或者是一起祷告，或者是一起做。宗教教育的功课。
Surely the Lord Jesus would understand.
可是耶稣一定会明白。
Because school is so important.
学校是很重要的。
It's important to get a good job and to be able to earn a good income.
假如要找到一个好的工作或者是赚很多钱的话，学校是很重要的。
You see, we live in a fast, very fast-paced society.
我们住在一个节奏很快的社会里。
And this society is ready made to help Satan distract our children.
这快节奏的社会使得撒旦很容易的分散我们儿女的注意力。
And sadly, Satan's greatest ally is often us, the parents, the grandparents.
可是很不幸的，这撒旦的最大的帮手经常就是我们身为父母的或者是祖父母的。
Because too often we want to give our children everything this world has to offer.
我们经常要把这世界上所有的东西都给我们的儿女。
And truly, it offers a lot.
这世界确实有很多的东西。
But consider what our Lord Jesus says.
可是想想耶稣说的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
请翻路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
We know that this is the parable of the sower.
我们知道这是撒种的比喻。
Luke chapter 8 verse 14.
路加福音第八章第十四节。
Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. You see, the seed that is sown among thorns is choked out by all the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life in this world.
这撒在荆棘里的种子会被今生的思虑、钱财和宴乐挤住了。
So when we spend our time offering our children everything that this world has to offer,
所以如果我们花很多的时间想把世界的东西给我们的儿女,
eventually we will find out that this world only offers eternity, life of eternity in hell.
最后我们会发现这个世界所给的就是永恒的地狱。
Let us turn to 1 John.
我们请翻
1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章，约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章。
Verses 15 through 17.
十五节到十七节。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16.
十六节。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17.
17节。
And the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Here it says, the things of the world are not from the Father and are passing away.
这里讲世界上的事并不是从天上的父来的，而且会过去的。
Only those who do the will of the Father will abide forever.
只有遵循天父旨意的人才能够永远长存。
So what gets in the way of introducing our children to Jesus Christ?
所以是什么事使得我们无法将耶稣介绍给儿女呢？
Maybe it's our work.
或许是我们的工作吧。
Their work.
他们的工作。
Their school.
他们的学校。
Homework.
家庭作业。
Maybe the PTA, the Parent Teachers Association.
家长会。
All kinds of meetings.
各样的聚会。
Sports.
运动。
Television, internet,
电视网路,
video games,
电动玩具,
music,
音乐,
all kinds of things, even their friends.
各式各样的, 或者是他们朋友。
Please do not misunderstand.
可是请别误解。
Some of these things are not bad by themselves.
有些这些事情本身并不是坏事。
In fact, there may be a time and place for it even within God's plan for our lives.
甚至在神对我们生命的计划中，他们也有价值。
Nothing on the list that I gave is wrong by itself.
刚刚所讲的那些本身并没有错。
But when the average day of our child's life is done,
可是当孩子们一天下来之后，
how much time was spent introducing them to Jesus versus ensuring that they get to the best college so that they can have the best job?
在这一天结束之后。我们想，我们有多少时间花在介绍耶稣给我们的儿女？那我们又花了多少时间去确保说他们能够上最好的大学，得到最好的工作
？In Second Peter, we are told that the earth and everything in it that it contains will be burned up.
彼得后书有谈到，最后这地和其上的物都要被烧毁。
The diplomas on the walls will not make it.
墙壁上所挂的毕业证书。
Their trophies will be destroyed.
他们的奖杯都会被毁灭掉。
Their schools will no longer be standing.
学校不再存在。
Their professors will not be able to give them any references.
的教授也没办法再给他们介绍信。
Their cars will be burned.
车子会被烧毁。
Houses will crumble.
房子倒塌。
Their jobs will not amount to anything.
他们的工作再也不存在了。
The only thing that will matter is their godliness and their holiness.
最后重要的就是他们的信心和圣洁。
So how will they measure on that scale?
在这两样的衡量下，他们是成失败呢？
How much of their measurement will be because of us as their parents?
他们的成败，因为我们父母亲所作所为有多少成分呢？
We know that it is also possible for children to be raised right and to still go wrong.
当然我们也晓得有些儿女其实被很好的教导，可是他们还是选择走上坏的路。
In the end, our children's eternity will be based on their choices and not on our own choices.
最终孩子们的命运还是掌握在他们自己的选择上，而不是我们的选择上。
Let's turn to Proverbs 22.
我们看箴言22章。
Proverbs 22.
箴言22章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Proverbs 22, verse 6.
箴言22章第六节。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, no matter how we interpret it, it says, as a general rule, if we raise our children properly, they will stick with it.
这一节讲到，不管我们如何的诠释它，它讲的通则就是，如果我们好好的教导孩子，那么他们长大了之后也不会偏离。
They will come back to the principles with which we have anchored them.
他们总会回到我们所教导他们的原则上。
Of course, there will be exceptions.
当然一定会有例外的。
But in general,
可是通常
when we are focusing our children on knowing the Lord Jesus,
如果我们教导我们孩子在认识耶稣这件事上，
they will not leave him when they are older.
他们长大之后还是不会离开耶稣的。
So how then do we introduce our children to the Lord Jesus?
所以我们要如何介绍耶稣给我们的孩子呢？
First of all, it takes more than just coming to church.
光带他们到教会来是不够的。
You know, I don't know how many emails I have received from parents saying they don't understand why their son or their daughter has left the Lord since they always brought them to church.
我接到很多的电子邮件来问我说，他们不了父母亲不了解为什么他们的孩子长大还是离开教会了，即使是他们从小就把他们带到教会来。
If all we can say when we wonder why our children are unfaithful to the Lord is, I don't understand, I brought them to church.
假如我们对于这个问题一直不了解，总是说我有带他们来教会啊。
That most likely gives us our answer.
那这很可能就是答案了。
If all we did was take them to church, then we really truly didn't introduce them to Jesus.
如果我们只是带他们来教会，这不代表我们把耶稣介绍给我们的孩子。
We introduce them to the local church.
我们只是把他们带来地方教会而已。
Secondly, have a passion for knowing Jesus yourself.
第二点就是我们自己本身需要有认识耶稣的热忱。
There is an old saying.
有一个说法。
You teach what you know.
你只能教你所懂的。
You reproduce what you are.
你只能再造另一个自我。
The reality is, if we want our children to grow up with a passion for the Lord Jesus,
如果我们想要我们的孩子长大之后对于认识耶稣还有热忱的话，
They have to see it in us.
他们必须看到我们也要有这样的热忱。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
请看申命记第六章。
We are very familiar with this scripture.
我们对这章节很熟悉。
Deuteronomy 6.
申命记第六章。
Verses 7 through 9.
第七到第九节。
Deuteronomy 6, verse 7.
第七节。
You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 8.
第八节。
You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Verse 9.
第九节。
You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. We need to talk to them when they lie down, when they rise up.
所以当他们在躺下或站起来的时候，我们都需要跟他们谈论耶稣。
When they are in the house,
或者他们在家里。
When we are walking along the way,
或者行走在外。
But we must not miss what is said in Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 and 6.
可是我们千万不要忘了《申命记》第六章的第五，它第六节。
It says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength." Verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. We will not be able to accomplish teaching our children if we do not have the love of Jesus with all of our heart and all of our strength in our own lives.
如果我们自己没办法尽心尽性尽力的爱主耶稣，那么我们根本不可能完成这样的使命，就是把 孩子带到耶稣面前。
We will not be able to implant the Lord's words on our children's heart if His words are not implanted on our hearts.
如果耶稣的话和道理没有深植在我们的心中的话，我们就不可能把耶稣的话和道理深植在儿女的心中。
So if we ask our children, what is your parents' most number one passion in life? What would they say?
假如我们问孩子说，你的父母亲一生中最重要、最热衷的事是什么？那他们会怎么说呢
？Is it money?
钱吗
？Working long hours at the office or in the business so that we can, excuse me, so we can have a good income.
或者是经常的加班赚更多的钱
？Have all the pleasures in life.
各样的享受。
Or would they say it's education?
或者他们说是教育。
Stressing and the importance of education upon our children to the point where they become what I like to call professional students.
我们经常强调教育的重要性，以至于我们的孩子们变成一种职业学生。
Pursuing one degree after another degree.
一直的追求学位。
Until eventually they can't find a job because they are overqualified.
最终他们却没办法找到工作，因为他们已经是超越了工作的程度。
When they say golf is our passion,
有的父母会说打高尔夫球是我的兴趣。
Or fishing, or cooking,
或者是钓鱼，或者是烹饪。
Or would it be knowing Jesus?
或者他会说认识耶稣。
Would they say knowing Jesus Christ is our passion?
他们会说，认识耶稣就是我们的热忱。
Knowing how to love him,
知道怎么样的爱耶稣。
Knowing how to serve him,
如何服侍耶稣。
Knowing how to love his church and to serve others,
爱他的教会，服侍别人。
Do our children ever see us studying or our Bibles or pray?
我们的儿女是不是看过我们祷告跟读经呢
？Do they ever hear us singing praises because we are happy?
他们没有看见我们快乐而。颂赞神
Do they see us memorizing scriptures?
有没有看见我们背诵圣经的章句
Do they see us resolving problems using the scripture or prayer?
他曾经看过我们用圣经的知识和道理和祷告来解决问题
Or do they see us using our own intellect?
或者他看见我们总是用我们自己的智慧头脑来解决问题
Our own willpower, our own strength
用自己的长处用自己的意志
Do they see us get excited over something that we learn from the Bible?
他有没有看见我们，因为我们从圣经上学到新的东西而感到兴奋
？Do they see us rejoicing over those who come to know Jesus and to help them grow in their faith?
他有没有看到我们因为别人来认识耶稣，信心的成长而高兴
？Or do they see and hear us gossiping about the brethren in the church and all of the problems in the church?
或者他们看见我们总是在说闲话，抱怨教会的事情，谈论人的是非。
Or do they see us agonizing and mourning over those who are leaving him and his church?
他们曾经看见我们因为教会的信徒们离开耶稣、离开神而感到难过吗
？Do they see us shedding tears in prayer for God to open the hearts, their hearts, and return them back to His fold?
他们有没有看见我们在祷告中哀伤流泪
？Or do they see it's just indifference, lack of care, lack of concern？
或者他们所见的是一个漠不关心、毫不关心教会的父母亲
？Do they see us sacrificing anything because of Jesus and His church？
他曾经看见父母亲为教会、为神而牺牲吗
？Where do they see us spending our time？
他看见我们在哪些方面花时间呢
？Where do they see us spending our money？
在哪些地方花钱呢
？Our children are not stupid。
我们的孩子并不笨的。
Our children are more likely to develop a strong relationship with the Lord Jesus if they see that we have one first。
如果儿女们看见我们跟神有良好的关系的话，那么儿女们就更容易的去和神建立良好的关系。
We need to teach our children the scriptures.
我们必须教导儿女圣经章节。
Religious education begins at home.
宗教教育从家庭开始。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章
Verse 5.
第五节
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.
提摩太后书第一章第五节
When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. See, Paul talked about the legacy of faith that was passed from Lois to her daughter Eunice to her son Timothy.
这保罗提到，提摩太的信心是从他的祖母罗以，接着是他的母亲尤尼基而来。
They didn't have religious education classes in those days.
在那时候，他们根本没有宗教教育课。
Religious education began at home.
宗教教育其实是从家里开始的。
Why was Isaac willing to follow Abraham to the altar?
以撒愿意跟随亚伯拉罕去祭坛。
Because his faith was the same as his father's.
因为他的信心跟他父亲的是一样。
Because he learned from his father.
因为他从父亲学的。
Joseph was able to withstand 13 years in prison and to maintain his faith because he was taught at home.
约瑟能够在监狱里面13年，而且还是继续保持他的信心，因为他在家里学会这件事。
And Timothy was introduced to scripture in childhood.
提摩太从小就被教导读圣经。
Even though he had a Gentile, a Greek father.
虽然他的父亲是个外邦人。
He was convinced of the faith that he needed.
他很认同对神的信心。
So no wonder his faith blossomed and he grew.
所以难怪他的信心在他长大的时候大放光彩。
So we should not leave the teaching of the scriptures to our to our children to the RE teachers only.
所以我们不应该把宗教教育这件事情只交代给教会的宗教教育老师们。
To accomplish in only 1 or 2 hours a week.
一星期只花一小时两小时的时间。
Isn't it interesting that we will send our kids to school for 30 to 40 hours a week in order to learn how to live in this world?
我们把孩子们送到学校每星期大约30到40个小时去学习如何应付现在这个世界。
But many of us rely on 1 or 2 hours per week to teach them how to live in the next life.
可是我们却只愿意每星期花一两小时的时间去教导我们的孩子去过下一个世界的生活。
So have them memorize scripture.
所以帮助你的孩子去背诵圣经章句。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
请看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119 verse 11.
诗篇119篇11节。
Psalm 119 verse 11.
诗篇119篇11节
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. If we want our children to overcome temptation and Satan, we need to have them store the word of God in their hearts.
如果我们要我们的孩子们能够克服撒旦以及各样的引诱，那么我们必须把神的话藏在他们的心里。
Some of that will be done through Bible study and teaching.
这些神的话有些是可以借由圣经的教导以及听各样的各样老师的教导而来。
And they will learn the stories that will guide them through life.
他们会从圣经上学习各样的故事来引导他们的日子。
But if we are not willing to work on memorizing scripture ourselves,
可是如果我们自己本身不愿意去背诵圣经的章句的话
Our children will likely not do it either.
孩子们也不太可能这么做了。
So we need to inspire them by our own example.
所以我们必须以身作则。
We need to teach our children to pray.
再来我们必须要教导孩子们祷告。
In Luke chapter 11 verse 1, the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray.
路加福音第11章的第一节
If,
耶稣的门徒们要求耶稣教导他们祷告。
If the disciples needed to be taught, how much more then do we need to teach our children?
如果耶稣的门徒都需要被教导如何祷告的话，那么我们更需要教导我们的孩子们祷告。
So the number one way to teach our children to pray is simply to pray with them.
教导孩子祷告最好的办法就是跟他们一起祷告。
Let them hear us pray more than in just mealtime.
让他们听见我们除了在吃三餐祷告之外，我们也祷告。
Let them hear us praise God for how wonderful He is.
让他们听到我们赞美神，看神的伟大。
Let them hear us give thanks to God for our home, for our family.
让他们听到我们为了这个家，为了这个房子而感谢神。
For the simple things in life.
为一些很简单的事而祷告。
Food, job, clothing.
食物、工作、衣服。
Even the air to breathe.
甚至这空气。
Share with them the testimonies that we have.
跟他们分享见证。
Share the testimonies that you have heard from others.
跟他们分享你所听见的见证。
You know, if we think back to Ezra chapter 3, when the Israelites were freed from captivity in Babylon.
我们想那个以色列人从巴比伦被释放的时候。
And they began to lay the foundation of the temple, the new temple.
他们开始建造圣城。
And the scripture tells us that some shouted for joy and others wept.
圣经上讲有些欢喜，有些流泪。
Those who were weeping were the older members who remembered the glory days of the old temple.
那些流泪的是那些年老的，他们还记得也看见以前旧的圣城。
Not only the beauty of the temple, but how God's presence would be seen in coming down in a cloud of glory into the temple.
不只是圣城的荣耀，而且是神跟圣城同在的景象。
So they were weeping because they knew that this new temple would not be the same as the old temple.
他们哭泣流泪，因为他们知道新的圣城跟旧的圣城是不一样的。
And the others were rejoicing.
另外一些人欢喜。
Why?
为什么？
Because all they knew was the captivity.
因为这些人所知道的只是他们被掳。
They had no memories of the old temple.
他们不曾记得旧有的原先的圣城。
So all they knew was that now they were able to build a temple to worship God.
他们现在重建圣城，能够崇拜神。
And I truly believe that in the True Jesus Church, we are in this similar situation.
我真心的相信，在真耶稣教会里面，这情况是一样的。
Many of us remember the old glory days of the church.
我们其中有很多人会记得教会以前的光辉。
How the Holy Spirit moved mightily.
圣灵大大的同在动工。
You come to service, people receive the Holy Spirit immediately.
来教会聚会，人们马上接受到圣灵的
浇灌。Many, many miracles.
很多神迹奇事。
So some of us perhaps are weeping for those days.
有些可能就是为这些事情而流泪。
But for our youth,
可是对年轻人而言，
they don't know the old days.
他们不曾经历过那些旧有的时光。
Many of the youth, if you ask them today, or you speak to them today about Elder John Young,
如果你现在跟这些很多年轻人谈论，吴约翰长老，
who is he?
他们会说他是谁啊？
I don't know him.
我不认识他。
So you see, we are in a similar situation.
你看，我们就是在相同的情况中。
But we, as older members, need to be able to pass the torch to the younger ones.
那我们这些老信徒们必须把这棒子交给新的年轻人。
Training them, teaching them.
训练他们，教导他们。
Sharing with them the testimonies.
分享他们各式各样的见证。
I went to Taiwan recently, and I heard so many testimonies of the early workers that it brought me to tears.
我最近到台湾一趟，我听到非常非常多的关于老工人的见证。
I consider myself to be a fairly loving person.
我认为我自己还蛮有爱心的。
Until I heard these testimonies.
直到我听了这些见证之后，
I realized my love is so small.
我才了解到我的爱其实是很少的。
This is what we need to share with the youth.
这些就是我们必须要跟年轻人分享的。
So they understand why and how much we love, you know, how much we love God and why we love God so much.
所以他们才会了解到为什么我们必须要爱神这么多。
Why we love His church.
为什么我们爱他的教会。
But we should also be careful that we do not throw cold water onto their fire.
但是我们也要小心不要老泼他们冷水。
The youth have a desire to help His church grow.
这些年轻人有很强的欲望要让教会成长。
But we must be careful that we do not let tradition get in the way.
可是我们要很小心不要让太多的传统阻碍他们的道路。真理就是真理。
We do not compromise at all on truth.
真理是不可妥协的。
But how we present that truth.
可是我们要如何的表彰真理。
We should be willing to listen.
我们必须要愿意谦卑的听。
Listen to the youth if they have some ideas.
听这些年轻人看看他们有没有什么样的想法。
And work with them.
跟他们同工。
Don't simply say, no, we've never done it that way before.
千万不要说,不行,我们从来没这么做过。
Be open-minded to listening to them and working with them, making sure that they are not compromising the truth.
我们应该跟他们一起做事,一起工作,确定他们不会在真理上妥协。
This is how we can make the church grow.
这就是我们能够让教会成长的原因。
We have a lot of options for our children.
对于儿童们,孩子们,我们有很多的做法。
It is a good thing for them to get to enjoy and be involved in a lot of these activities, these options.
如果他们能够很快活的一起参与这些工作,那么是很好的。
However, there is only one thing that is most important, that is absolutely necessary for them.
然而那边只有一件事情,只有一件最重要的事情对他们而言。
And that is knowing Jesus.
那就是认识耶稣。
Developing their own faith.
让他们发展他们自己的信心。
So we should not try to develop habits of distraction for our youth. Do not throw things in their way that help distract them from coming to know Christ.
所以我们要小心不要老做一些事情阻碍年轻人的属灵成长。
Our focus should be to help them develop their relationship with Jesus.
我们的重心应该放在帮助他们建立跟神良好的关系。
Religious education in the church is only a small part.
在教会里面的宗教教育是一小部分而已。
Religious education at home is the big part.
宗教教育在家里面却是一个大事。
That is where the foundation is laid.
在家里面可以把基础打好。
So that the temple of God can grow.
这样神的圣殿可以成长。
It can be built and become complete.
可以建而且完成。
We must ensure that the children have an opportunity to establish their own faith.
我们一定要确保孩子们有机会来建立他们自己的信心。
Some of us come to the church because we are born into the church.
有些信徒来教会是因为他们出生就在教会里。
Our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents were all church members.
父亲、祖父母、曾祖父母都在教会里。
Others perhaps come to the church slowly.
另外一些可能慢慢的来教会。
Slowly seeking after God.
慢慢的追求神。
Trying to find the truth.
寻找真理。
And others perhaps, like Paul, miraculously discover the truth.
另外一些就像保罗一样，很奇妙的发掘了真理。
Regardless,
无论如何,
each and every one of us must establish our own faith.
我们每一个人必须建立自己的信心。
Because on Judgment Day,
因为在审判日,
when we are waiting to be judged,
我们等待被审判的时候,
when your child stands before the Lord,
当我们的孩子站在神的面前,
you may or may not be standing next to them.
你可能站在他旁边，也可能不站在他旁边。
You will not be able to say, it's okay, Lord, I told them he could go to piano class instead of RE class.
你没有机会跟神讲说，主啊，没关系的，那是我要叫他们去练习弹钢琴，而不来教会的。
It's okay, Lord, I told, I'm the one that told him to skip the Sabbath.
是我叫他们不要来 聚会的。
Because he had to study for an exam.
因为他必须要准备一个考试。
Each and every one of us has to answer for our own belief and our own faith and our own behavior.
我们每一个人都必须为自己的信仰、自己的信心而回答主耶稣的问题。
And our own faith especially. So we must ensure that our children's faith becomes their faith.
所以我们必须要确定孩子们的信心是属于他们自己的。
And it only happens if we teach them the proper way.
这些事会发生的只有在我们好好的教导他们的情况下。
So I share this with you as when I was assigned to give the sermon today, I was told it was going to be RE ceremony this afternoon.
我被安排在今天宗教教育开学日给这份
And I felt that this was an appropriate topic for all of us.
我觉得这是一个很恰当的主题。
Even if our children have already grown up and perhaps we are grandparents.
即使我们的孩子们都已经长大了，我们都变成了祖父母了。
We still have a responsibility.
我们还是有责任。
Because we are the body of Christ.
因为我们是耶稣的身体。
The children in the church, even though they may not be our blood children, they are still our children.
在教会里面的孩子们，虽然他们不一定是我们有血缘的儿女，可是他们还是我们的孩子。
So we all have a responsibility to teach them.
所以我们都有教导他们的责任。
To nurture them.
去培养他们。
So that one day when we are standing in judgment, we have no fear, no worries.
所以直到有一天我们站在审判台前，我们不会担心，不会害怕。
Because we will know the Lord Jesus will say to them, Well done, my good and faithful servant.
因为我们很确信耶稣会对我们说你做得很好你这良善又忠心的仆人
Let us sing hymn 415
请唱诗415
Before we pray we have some prayer requests
在我们祷告之前我们要为几件事代祷
First we have to thank God for his abidance and blessings during the evangelical spiritual convocationheld last week. May all the glory be to God.
感谢神的带领。上星期我们有了很顺利的灵粮布道会，愿荣耀归于真神。
We pray for Sister Linda Guo, who is now a member of the Queen's Church.
我们为李兰英姐妹在皇后教会祷告。
She's suffering from a long-term illness, which is namely spasms in her hands and her legs.
她得了一种长期的手脚痉挛的症状。
However, recently she began to walk.
感谢神，最近她能够走路。
And thank God for His mighty power. And please pray for God's mercy on her recovery.
求神继续怜悯她，保守她的复原。
We pray for Brother Justin Chen, a youth of the Queen's Church.
我们为 Justin Chen 弟兄祷告。
He has been suffering from a deformity in his left foot since childhood.
他自幼患有左腿弯曲症。
And his illness has improved.
最近情况有改善。
So we pray that God for God's grace and mercy on his recovery.
求神继续保守怜悯他。
We pray for Mr. Tom Ma at Brooklyn.
继续为在布鲁克伦的马东华先生祷告。
He has been paralyzed for over 2 years.
他已经瘫痪了两年多。
Please pray for his as well as his mother's physical and spiritual well-being.
请继续为他以及他母亲的身心祷告。
Brother John Liu of Hillsborough Church is searching treatment for his illness.
在喜乐坡教会的陆章林弟兄，他在寻求他的癌症的治疗方式。
We pray for God's grace to take care of his health and the spirituality of his family.
求主耶稣带领他和全家的心灵和身心。
Especially we pray for those believers who seldom attend services and who are perhaps weaker in faith, as well as our truth seekers.
也为那些少来的软弱同龄以及慕道朋友继续祷告。
And I personally would like to ask you to pray for the Tampa Church.
个人也请求大家继续为 Tampa Church 祷告。
We are small and we need much prayer.
我们是一个小教会，我们需要很多的祷告。
Because the number of workers is very limited.
圣工人员非常的少。
So we kneel together in prayer. We ask the Lord to pour out His Spirit upon all of us.
我们 跪下祷告，求主耶稣的灵充满我们。
May our prayer be, prayer offering be pleasant and soothing to His ears.
让我们的祷告能合他的心意。
And may His heart be touched.
让他的心能够被感动。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。